I see a growth. I see a maturity. Amen. God's getting us ready. Amen. He's getting us ready. I want to be ready. Mark chapter 6, beginning with verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure. And they departed into a desert place by a ship privately, and the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran foot thither out of all the cities, and out went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful, sweet Spirit. We appreciate you in the house, God. Appreciate you paying us a visit. It's not hype. It's not manufactured. It's real. We thank you for it, Lord. Speak to us by thy word in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Verse 35, when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, dry, barren, a empty place. And now the time is far past, send them away that they may go into the country round about, to the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? Question mark. I want to back up and I want to set the stage for this. This is going to be a double message. This is going to teach twice. This is taken from the same place in Scripture. These accounts took place together. It's just two views of the same accounts from two different perspectives. The first is from Mark, and then the second, which we're going to read in Matthew, is from Matthew, but they are both in the Scriptures the same. If you would go to Mark chapter 6, you would read the account of the disciples and the hungry people, and there's going to come a ship, there's going to be a storm next in our Scriptures, same place, and Matthew would find the same accounts, just two different perspectives. In both of these accounts, as I begin with the first account here, we find that Jesus is teaching the disciples some very powerful lessons. How many of you know we need God to teach us some lessons? Amen. And so, amen, we find that the disciples came back. And in Mark chapter 6, it says that they came together, gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him they had came back evidently from a missionary venture. And they came back and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he had said unto them, Come yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. Amen. I would say that there were some tired feet. There were some sore backs. There was, amen, toil, tiredness, worn and torn, the disciples came to Jesus telling him about their venture. Amen. I'm sure that they were wanting brownie points. They were wanting, amen, him to pat them on the back. Amen. But instead, Jesus is going to teach them, amen, some lessons about survival. Everybody say survival. Amen. So he took them apart into a desert place. There, Jesus reminded the disciples there needs to be some rest take place. Amen. Rest. And how that he took them apart to a desert place by ship, away from everyone. And then the people began to find out where they went. The people began to come again. Amen. Things were going here, going there. Amen. A fast-paced things always taking place. Amen. And the people came out to him. Amen. And it says that, amen, that they didn't have no time for anything. Jesus, when he came out to the people, he saw much people, was moved with compassion. Because they were a sheep, not having a shepherd, he began to teach them. Amen. And we find the condition, the mindset. This is what I want to key in on. Jesus is teaching the disciples. Amen. The mindset of the disciples that came to a place that was a desert and the day was far spent. It was late. They were tired. Amen. The disciples said unto Jesus, this is a desert place. It is a dry. It is a empty place. It is a place that is broken. And now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing. They are empty. They are hungry. The day is far spent. Amen. Surely there was some murmuring. There was some complaining. It would have been if it was my house. I'm hungry. We haven't ate yet. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm hungry. I'm empty. Amen. We need some food. Amen. And so we see how that Jesus said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go? And I'm sure that they said this a little sarcastically. Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? They begin to question. They begin to say, what in the world is he talking about? They begin to say, when are we, where, why, how, 200 penny worth, how are we going to feed 5,000 men besides children and women? Just follow along with me. So the apostles, now note the calmness and the coolness and the calmness in Jesus. Give ye them to eat. One of the gospels says, knowing Jesus knew what he would do, he said, give ye them to eat. The apostles saw their little, they began to question. Amen. They saw their little. They saw their lack. They saw the impossibility. What they saw did not add up. It did not calculate. He saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? When they knew, they said, five and two fishes. He commanded them to sit down. They sat down in ranks, hundreds and fifties. When they had taken the five loaves and the two, he had taken the five loaves and the two fishes. Amen. He looked up to heaven. That's a good place to look to, isn't it? Amen. I could spend 3 hours in this sermon, but I'm trying to move on in this sermon. But there's a lot of good stuff in this sermon right here. Amen. Jesus was not panicky. Jesus was not, amen. He was not frantic. He was not, amen. He was not like we are. Amen. What am I going to do? Amen. Our checking account is in the red. What am I going to do? Hello. Amen. The apostles, the disciples saw their little. They saw their lack. They saw impossibility. Amen. But Jesus, amen, he looked up to heaven. Amen. When things are going sour, amen, when things are going wrong, amen, you can come into a Pentecostal church. church. Amen. Come on, and you can begin to sing a song. Amen. You begin to sing a song. Amen. Jehovah Jireh. Amen. My provider. Amen. And you can look up to heaven. Amen. Come on. Amen. I said you can begin to look up to heaven. Amen. There is power. Amen. There is. Amen. There is. Amen. There is a formula. Amen. Come on. We have a formula. Amen. Jesus is imparting. Amen. Spiritual dimension. Amen. Come on. When we. Amen. When we can look up to the hills. Amen. The heavens from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Come on. I said, Jesus. Amen. Come on. Oh, man. I wish I could have been there. Amen. Jesus. Amen. He took the fish. Amen. He took the five. And he took the two. Amen. And he looked up to heaven. Amen. Come on. And he began to bless it. Amen. Sometimes maybe you need to bless. Amen. Your situation. Amen. Sometimes you need to bless. Amen. Your turmoil. Sometimes you may need to bless. Amen. Come on. Your pain. Amen. But when you take it to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no pain in the spiritual dimension. Come on, Sister Joan, the back don't hurt in the Holy Ghost. I've been to church. I've been in severe pain, went to church, have to preach. Amen. You're like, God, I don't know if I can do this. Have gout in your feet. Go to church, you have gout, your foot's all swollen up. You can't even wear a shoe. I went to church, couldn't even wear a shoe. My foot was hurting me so bad. Amen, come on. But when the Holy Ghost, amen, when the anointing began to flow, when the Spirit of God began to move, amen, come on, I can leap over a wall. Amen, come on, I can march through a troop. Amen, there is power. Amen, there's power. There's power in living for God. Amen. That was free. I got to move on. So much in there. So look, Jesus constrained. Now we jump to Matthew. Matthew, I wish I had time. And this is funny because me and my son, we took the son out for his birthday yesterday. I appreciate my son. Maybe he's listening. Probably not. But he might listen later. We was talking scripture and we was talking spiritual things in the scripture. Talking about the banners. Israel is divided up into 12 tribes and four on this side, 4, 8, 3, 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9, 12, threes. Three tribes, north, south, east, and west, and they all had a flag, a banner. And how on those banners they had the lion, they had the ox, and they had the man, and they had the eagle. Amen. And on those banners, amen, it was not just something they concocted up or something that they just dreamed up. It was something God gave to them. Amen. And we see that carnal, amen, they were carrying around those banners down through the, amen, the wilderness, stomping the devil, destroying their enemy. Amen. And along the New Testament comes along and we find, amen, that the Gospels, four Gospels, and we see that those four Gospels, amen, that Matthew writes the Gospel of Matthew according to Jesus the King. To the Jewish mind, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We see that Mark, he, amen, he steps right in there, amen, and starts plowing out nothing but miracles after miracles, the laboring, amen, the powerful, the strong, amen, the strong laboring ox. The same nature and depiction of that flag, that banner, amen, was depicted in the Gospels in Luke. Amen. He was the physician, the thinker, the man, the smart. Amen. But John, he was the eagle. Amen. Amen. The eagle gospel of John. Amen. A spiritual, divine, the divinity of Christ. Amen. The sword. Amen. Above all of, amen, the carnality of the law and the scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. The divinity of God. So we see those characters, those symbols, amen, portrayed in the nature of these gospels. So we see, amen, here in Mark, we see Christ, amen, going forth as that laboring, that ox, amen, plowing with the strength, amen, with the ability, amen, come on, to press and plow, amen, come on, when everybody else is tired and worn out, amen, Jesus plows through, amen, heals the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, amen, come on, amen, he's strength, amen, and in Matthew's gospel, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen, come on, he's a son of David, amen, to the Jewish mindset, amen, and so here, amen, I want to bring these two elements into this message. We have the ox and we have the king, amen, and so the second part, we're going to get into the king part. Oh, God. Sister Miranda, that song was right on target. Matthew chapter 14, go there. I got a lot to go. That was just an appetizer. Straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, go before him into the other side. This is right after feeding the 5,000. This is right after it. The same Jesus was teaching the disciples some power lessons. So, here they were, tired, worn out, came back telling Jesus all they did, all they teach. It's good to talk to Jesus. Straightway, Jesus tells them, get into a ship, go before him to the other side. Now, here they were, prior to this, sitting there right next to Jesus, watching him, amen, touching him, that close, just close. But now he tells them to get into a ship, go to the other side. He sent them away. He sent them to a place they hadn't been at. He sent them not here, but he sent them somewhere else. Now this is going to play into this, so get this scenario. Jesus sent them to a place they hadn't been at, or were not at. And he sent them somewhere besides where they were at. Speaks of position and place. And while he sent the multitude away, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there, the place where he was at. Now follow along. This is good. The place where he was at, and he was there alone, praying. But here where the disciples were at, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. Now let's all imagine we're a small boat. Are we imaginative? We're all a small tugboat. Amen. We're rocking. Amen. Tossed, turmoil, darkness, tempest. Amen. Stressed, under pressure. Amen. Our boat is ready to fall apart. Now just follow along with me now. Amen. Come on. This is going to help you out. This is going to be good. Amen. Come on. Tossed, turmoil, darkness, stress, temperature, tempest, under pressure, ready to fall apart. That boat was shaking and rocking. Amen. Come on. Break down or bust up. Amen. Ain't that how life is at times? Amen. Come on. I'm tossed. Come on. I'm shaking. Amen, I'm torn. Amen, I'm holding on to my sail. Amen, come on, I'm holding on to, amen, come on, one of the sides of the boat. Amen, life's beating, battering. Amen, come on, turmoil. Amen, breakdown. Amen, come on, I don't know. Amen, who I'm preaching to tonight. Amen, but somebody's been in a storm. Amen, somebody, amen, been in the storm. Amen, your ship, amen, come on, ready to bust up and fall apart. Amen. Come on. Life may seem, amen, like it's all, amen, gonna be over. Amen. Come on. Amen. But in the fourth watch of the night, amen, come on. I said in the fourth watch of the night, amen, that is about 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Amen. That's the emptiest. Amen. That's the lifeless. Amen. That's the most debilitating time of the night. Anybody ever worked night shift?
Amen.
I worked swing shift over at TG's. I worked swing shift on the railroad. Amen. I know what the night shift is like. And you get to midnight and you're like, that ain't too bad. Amen. But 1 o'clock rolls around, 2 o'clock, and when 3 o'clock hits, it's just like, this is murder. You know, I am not going to make it. 3 o'clock, amen. About 3:30 is when you start looking for a closet somewhere to hide in so you can. You know what I'm saying? So Jesus came to them in the fourth watch. Amen. Come on, in the most emptiest, the most darkest, amen, the worst time, amen, Jesus came to them, and he came to them walking, amen, he came to them walking. He did not say Jesus came to them surfing, amen, he was not surfing the waves, amen, come on, nobody's with me in this house tonight, amen, Jesus wasn't a surfer, amen, he wasn't surfing the waves, but he came out there just walking, amen, come on, I said he came out there walking. Amen. I said, nobody hears me. Amen. He came out there walking. Amen. He came out there walking. Amen. Smooth. Amen. On the waves. Amen. Come on, walking on that which was breaking them down. Amen. On that which was rocking the world. Amen. Come on. He was elevated above. Amen. He was elevated above. It was under his feet. Amen. Nobody hears what I'm talking about. Amen. My Lord. Lord. Amen. Come on, your world may feel like it's ready to bust apart. Amen. But there's a God. Amen. There's a God that's walking on the water. That's his position. Now listen. Woo! This is how good our God is. Come on, it doesn't matter whether you're on this side of the river or you're on that side of the river. He's still the God that walks on the water. Come on, when you're in the drug house and you're looking at your neighbor who's got a needle in their arm, or you might be looking at someone on the floor that done overdosed. And the most terrible fear hits your heart. He's a God that walks in the storm. Come on. When the disciples saw him, they thought he was a spirit. Straightway Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. I don't know who's going through storms, but I got this message. He spoke it to my spirit 3 days ago. Jesus is very much in your storm. Who is the one that sent them out into the boat? Jesus. I said, Jesus is very much in your storm. You just have to look for him. They were all afraid. Come on, they was all afraid. But he was right there walking in the storm. Now listen, Peter said, Lord, if it's you. Come on, I know some people in here have been going through some situations. You've been questioning your own salvation. You've been questioning your own relationship with God. Is this really real? Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. Lord, if this is really you, bid me to come out on the water with you, Jesus. And you know what Jesus said? Amen. He didn't say, no, this is just for the, amen, just for the priests. This is just for the preachers or the Levites. Amen. He didn't say, this is just for the high priest or a select. He didn't say, this is just for the 12.
Amen. He said, come. Amen. Come on out. Amen. Come on out. The water feels good. Amen. Come on out, Peter. Amen. Step out onto the water. And when Peter came out of his ship, when Peter stepped out of his boat, amen, come on. I said, Peter, amen, began, amen, to walk on the water. Amen. Peter was walking on the water. Amen. Come on, just like Jesus was. Amen. Come on, step out of the boat and walk on the water. Amen. Come on, walk on that which is breaking you down. Amen. On that which is rocking your world. Amen. God wants to elevate you. God wants to elevate you. Amen. Come on above. Amen. Where you can walk on that which is trying to destroy you. Amen. We'll be under your feet. Come on, survival. The devil wants to rock our boat and make us crash. The devil wants us in a trash heap somewhere, just broken pieces. But if you'll listen to me, if you'll listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church, if you'll listen to, amen, Brother House, Pastor House, if you'll listen to me, God, amen, come on, he's in your storm, amen, come on, I said, he's in your need, amen, come on, I said, he's Jehovah Jireh, amen, come on, I said, he is your provider, amen, he is your everything, amen, come on. I said, he is your everything. Amen. Come on. I said, he knows how to feed. Amen. The multitude. He knows how to give the multitude water. He knows how to clothe. He knows how to take care of it all. If we just let him. Come on. Walk on that which is breaking you down. Come on, when you step into the Holy Ghost, hello? Come on, I said, when you step into the Holy Ghost, you have to see it through spiritual eyes. If you could have seen what I saw up here tonight, amen, come on, the change, amen, come on, from defeat, amen, to victory. Amen. Come on, the change. Amen. From chains. Amen. To my hands are lifted up. Amen. Come on. I said a change. Amen. When we step into the Holy Ghost, when we step into spiritual dimension. Amen. Come on. I said God. Amen. Will elevate us. Amen. Above the earthly. Amen. Come on into the heavenly. Amen. God is trying to raise up some Isaiahs for our day. God is trying to raise up some Jeremiahs. Amen. Some Ezekiels. Amen. Come on, the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Amen. He was on the banks of the river Shabar. Amen. And he heard a sound. Amen. God. Amen. Wants us to hear. Amen. Come on, the sound. Amen. Come on. And this earthly is trying to drown out. Amen. Trying to weigh us down. Amen. Trying to, amen, have us shipwreck. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is trying to raise us up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Come on. This is only the beginning. Amen. God is one to take, amen, us higher. Don't let this world get you down. Hello. You're a king's kid. Come on, God is wanting to raise up some Isaiahs, some Jeremiahs, some Ezekiels, some Esthers. Let me tell you something. You have been born. Women, ladies, you have been born. For such a time as this. When you got the Holy Ghost, earthly, carnal, had the stamp on you, amen, as Aunt Jemima. Earthly had a stamp on you, amen, chief bottle maker, brush, amen, come on, dishes, bottle, amen, bed making, amen, supper cooking, amen, slave. Come on, but when you got the Holy Ghost, come on, I said, when you got the Holy Ghost, amen, I'm just following the Holy Ghost right now. This ain't on none of my nose. Amen, when you got the Holy Ghost, baby, amen, come on. Amen, you became a daughter. Amen, come on, sons and daughters. Amen, you have been called, amen, with a high calling. Amen, come on, Esthers. Amen, for such a time as this. Amen, come on, I said, you got power. Amen, those gifts of the Spirit have not been limited to the male species, amen, but the gifts of the Spirit and calling of God, amen, have been poured out into his church, into his body. You know why the devil wants to destroy our women? Amen, come on, amen, come on, with burdens, amen, with weights, amen, with mind weights, amen, come on, amen, amen. God wants to use you for something powerful. God wants to use you for something extraordinary. God wants to use you as a Deborah for our day. Amen. Who will stand? Amen. Who will stand? Amen. And who will say, great victories?
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. As long as we walk in the flesh, we're going to be in the storm. But God is calling to His church. Amen. Calling us out of the flesh. Calling us into a spiritual dimension. Come on, into a spiritual dimension. That is what I was mentioning. Amen. To our ladies. Amen. They have this program that, you know, all that they're good for is, amen, a maid or a housewife or, amen, just to bear children only and all of this. And we know that that, amen, fits into the plan and scheme of, amen, God's, amen, amen, household. And, amen, that is a part of the divine plan of God. But in the spiritual dimension, amen. Come on. When you lay, amen, when you step into a spiritual dimension, you can lay, amen, the potholder down. Amen. Come on. I said you can turn, amen, the stove off. Amen. Come on. And I said you can step into, amen, a spiritual dimension. Amen. Come on. When you come to the house of God, amen, come on, you can step into a spiritual dimension. Amen. We all have, amen, work to do. Amen. Come on. But work cannot define who we are spiritually. Amen. We may be carpenters. Amen. But we can put the hammer down. Amen. Come on. And we can lift our hands up. Amen. Come on. When we're on the job. Amen. No matter where we're at. Don't ever forget who you are and the purpose and the calling of God. Did not call you in the spiritual dimension. Amen. For you just to be a job worker. Amen. Come on. A school attender. Amen. Come on. You ain't hearing me tonight. Amen. God is wanting to raise up some Deborahs. God is wanting to raise up some Esthers. Amen. Come on. Who will step into the king's court. Amen. Come on and move heaven. Amen. That will move God. Amen. For our day. Amen. We ain't going to win battles. Amen. For the weapons of our warfare. Amen. They are not carnal. Amen. It ain't going to happen in 5 minutes. Amen. It ain't going to happen with a little wimpy prayer. Amen. You're going to have to get, amen, fervency. You're going to have to get serious. You're going to have to throw the phone down. You're going to have to get alone with God. Amen. Come on. God is calling, amen, us into the deep for such a time as this. There ain't another generation to come. We are responsible for our generation. What are we going to do in our generation? Amen. Come on. God is wanting to raise up some Daniels, some Joels, some Johns, some Peters, some Pauls to the place of the prophets. Come on. The deep calling to the deep. The apostles, the disciples were just like we are. We are just like
They were. Amen. We're human. We get tired. We get worn out. We get tattered. We get worn. We get, amen, stressed. Anybody know what stress is? Amen. We get wore out. Amen. We get stressed. Amen. But Jesus was teaching his disciples, amen, how to walk on the water instead of the water walking on you. Amen. Instead of the water treading on you. Amen. God is ready to share, amen, the power, amen, to defy earthly thinking, earthly algorithms, earthly known factors. Amen. And walking in the divine. Amen. Come on. He said, amen, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Amen. It's time, amen, for us to step up, amen, to our rightful place in the Holy Ghost. It's time that we see visions. Amen. It's time that we dream dreams. Amen. It's time, amen, that we prophesy. Amen. Come on, it is the work, it is the plan, it is the word of God, it is the way of God. Amen, it is our day, amen, it is our hour, amen, and God is calling us to our hour. Listen to me. Hello. Is everybody in the house tonight? There's people in this house that have been reserved. You have put up a wall. You have put on a mask. Come on. You have put up a wall, a barrier. You have put on a mask. You listen to me. Living for God is not easy. You want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell? Now, I don't know about you, but I want to go to heaven. I done lived, wasted my years. There ain't nothing in hell and it ain't a party. So we better just accept the facts and realize living for God ain't easy. Come on. We're in a meandering, amen, society of children who've been raised up. They want everything easy. They want it on a silver platter. They want it easy. They don't want to pay nothing for it. They don't want no pain. Amen. Come on. No pain, no gain. Amen. Come on. I said they want it easy. Amen. Come on. No fear. Amen. You better slap yourself. Amen. Come on. This is heaven or hell. Amen. You better get some grit in you. You better throw down the wall. Tear off the mask. And you need to stand in this day. And you need to stand up to the devil. You need to stand up to society. Amen. Who is trying to destroy you. Amen. Come on. I said this world is not your friend. This world is the enemy of God. This world, amen, is set mindset to destroy you. Elijah received his call to minister during one of the most greatest times of pressure that any follower of Jehovah God could live in. Amen. Come on. You hear me? Amen. Come on. There's people in here that are weak. Amen. You're tottering. Amen. You're wrestling. Amen. The devil's trying his best. Amen. To get you to backslide. You better not listen. Amen. Come on. I said you better stand. Amen. I said you better stand. Amen. You better stand. We are the Elijahs of our day. Moses was in the same valley of decision. I said Moses was in the same valley of decision. Do I live in Egypt? and enjoy the pleasures of sin? Amen. Come on. Or do I, amen, choose rather to suffer affliction, amen, with the people of God than to rather enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season? Amen. This world ain't got nothing for you. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. It's time that you make a decision. Amen. You're going to live for God. You think this is easy for me? You want to know who hurts the most? The preacher. Jesus had to carry the scars before he ever made it to Calvary. Think it's easy? You gotta be a preacher. But you know what? I stand here. So thankful that God would count me to suffer for his name's sake. I don't want applause. I don't take nothing back. All the years I have stood for holiness, I have stood for righteousness, I have stood for this right here and suffered for it, I don't take any of it back. That's the cross that we have to carry. But there's some people in here with a lot of pain. Can I tell you, the preacher has the worst pain because he feels your pain. Then he has to preach to your pain. Then he has to go home and he has to pray to your pain. Just as I preached Wednesday, how Christ Jesus, amen, touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Not only did he suffer while he was here, not only did he suffer Pilate's hall, not only did he suffer Calvary, but he also came back as the Holy Ghost inside of us, suffering along with us as we walk down this path called the Christian cross. Amen. He is with us. Amen. He is with us. He is with us. And the Bible says he is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Amen. And that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. This is a suffering way for Christ. Elijah had a call during one of the most greatest times of pressure that any follower of Jehovah could ever live in. Now, this is my message. The whole church as a majority was corrupt, went lusting after Jezebel's gospel, the gospel of humanism and self-indulgence. Deja vu. It isn't easy standing for right. It isn't easy being a virgin. It isn't easy being a virgin and espoused into one Christ. Especially when everyone else is committing fornication. It's not easy holding true. As Elijah stood, so must we. God didn't give us an easy message, but a real message, a word for our day. It's a challenging message, a messengership, and at the same time, a message calling Israel back to the truth.
It was a message that separated him. Elijah was separated from kings. He was separated from prophets, the prophets of Jezebel. He was separated from priests. He was separated from friends and family, many times questioning his own identity. Amen. Many a time standing alone. It's not easy being a prophet. It's not easy being a Christian, a real Christian. I'm not talking about compromising Christians that act one way when they go to church, but amen, as soon as they get outside the church, amen, baby, amen, they're a total different person. Amen, it's not easy. Amen, come on, living for God. Amen, come on, but its rewards, amen, are eternal. Amen, come on, I said, we've got to stand. Amen, I'm not here, amen, to ruffle your feathers, but if it's ruffling your feathers, ruffle on. Amen, come on, I'm not here, amen, come on, to please you. I'm here to help save you. Amen. And this is a message for our hour. This is a message for our day. You got to decide your identity. Amen. Who you're going to live for. If God be God, then serve him. But if Baal be God, then serve him. And let the God that answers by fire, real fire, let him be God.
Elijah was on a mission. We're on a mission. A God mission. Listen to me. He had no idea how God was going to provide for him. Can I preach? It's only 8:30. Glory to God. Woo! Come on, I said Elijah had no idea how God was going to provide for him. Amen. He had Elijah usher in a great famine. Amen. 3.5 years of famine, baby. No rain, Israel. Amen. God's going to take away everything. No rain. Amen. And Elijah, amen, it probably was great at the beginning. Amen. Oh, you know, and all of a sudden reality hit. Bam. Uh-oh. I'm up here standing preaching. I'm withstanding Jezebel's religion. I'm up here withstanding, amen, Ahab and all of Jezebel, and they're eating caviar and steak sitting at the queen's table. Amen. 850, and I'm one man. Amen. They're eating good, and here I am. Amen. Withstanding against them, and here I am. Amen. Out here in the wilderness. Amen. And I am proclaiming a famine. Amen. Upon the entire world. I'm crazy. Amen. I'm crazy. He wasn't crazy. It was a message for his hour. Amen. And can I tell you? Amen. Come on, Red Bud. Amen. You didn't have no idea. You were worried about the bills. You were worried about, God, what are we going to do? How are we going to provide? Amen. Where people's leaving. The money's leaving. We don't know what we're going to do. Come on, but we got money in the bank. Amen. God is able to take care of his people.
I could preach something else right now, but I won't. You follow a real prophet, and God will provide for you. I don't count myself nobody, but just a lover of Jesus. If you cut me open, it'll bleed out me. I'm real. Hello? I said, I'm real. And I ain't trying to build myself up at all. But I'm just saying it matters. You get somebody that ain't got this flowing through their veins, they'll take every dime you got in the bank and say, see ya. You hear me? I could give you names and examples. Drain every dime in the bank. Don't matter whether it's widows. Widows who were subdued into being on the board, trustees, and buy a building, get money in the bank. As soon as the bank got just a little bit of money, bam. See ya. Elijah was on it. We're on a mission. I said, we are on a mission together. Elijah had no idea how God was going to take care of him or provide for him, but let me tell you, amen, just as he was in the storm, he was right there in the midst of the disciples' storm on the seas. He was right in the midst of Elijah's famine. God had it all worked out. He had ravens. God will feed you with the ravens if he has to, brother. He had a ravens, he had a brook, and he had a widow woman. Had it all worked out. And God will work it all out. Come on, Jesus came to them who were lost, who were ignorant, who were unlearned fishermen, tax collectors, publicans, aliens to the things of God. What did I preach? Amen, Sunday. Amen, the Spirit. Amen, helpeth our infirmities, the Spirit. Amen, helpeth, amen, the Holy Ghost, Romans chapter 8. Amen, God is on our side. Yes, we mess up. Yes, we have failures. Yes, we go wrong. Amen, come on, Sister McCarson, we mess up. We fail. Amen, come on, but God is right here to help us. Amen, he knows when we fail. He knows, come on, that's why the Holy Ghost convicts us. Amen, says you need to pray more. Amen, come on, nudges us. Amen, he's right there with us. God wants us to make it. Amen. Come on. I said, God wants us to make it. Amen. We are his jewels. Amen. We are his earnest of his prized possession. Amen. He had long patience and he waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Amen. Come on, waiting. Amen. Waiting for that last soul to come in. Amen. Come on, waiting. Amen. For that last child of God. Amen. To cross over Jordan. Amen. We were. Amen. Aliens. We were ignorant. We were lost. Amen. We were dope heads. Hello? But listen, you hath he quickened who were dead in our trespasses and sins. Ain't you thankful? Come on, we in who were times past walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of powers of the earth, spirit now working to show disobedience, also in whom all we all had our conversation in times past, the lust of our flesh, fleeing desires of our flesh and mind, were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Hello, I said, God. Amen, who is rich in mercy. Amen, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Amen, come on, I said, God. Amen, I said, God, who is rich in mercy. Amen, even for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ Jesus. By grace are ye saved, and have raised us up together. Amen, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show, amen, the exceeding riches of his grace in us. Amen, come on, for by grace are you saved. Can I jump back a second? I'd rather suffer for Jesus any day. Now hold on, this is dynamic. I'd rather suffer any day for Jesus than be ate by dogs. So I think you better make the right choice. I'd rather be eating dog meat during a famine than the dogs eating me.
Sorry, Duchess. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. God has it all under control. Hello? Isaiah chapter 40, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, and ain't even 9 o'clock, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Huh? I said, he fainteth not, neither is weary, neither is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, glory to God. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Amen. Even to the youth, come on. Amen. Them that ain't got no strength, your muscle just bloop. You know what he does? Boom. Hello.
You're smiling.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary. This life will even weary the youth. Young people, living for God is the best thing you could ever do. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. You don't believe me.
Now I'm going to say this, and I'm saying it not to offend anybody. I'm saying it just to state a fact. That's why suicide rate is so high among the youth. Living for God is the best life.
Young men shall early fall, but they that wait upon the Lord. Come on. I said, we ain't got no strength. When our energy meter is down, when our mind meter is down, come on, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall, listen, it gets better than that. Amen. I'm feeling strong. Amen. I'm feeling good, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How you doing, brother? I mean, I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling strong, you know, and all that, but it gets better than that. Amen. Come on, they shall mount up with wings. Amen. Come on, God. Amen. Wants us to soar higher. Amen. Than just feeling good or strong. Amen. Mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Come on. It's a good life living for the Lord.
To whom shall you liken me and make mine equal and compare me that we may be alike? Isaiah 46. They lavish gold out of the bag, weigh silver in the balance, hire a goldsmith, make it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him on the shoulder, they carry him, set him in his place, stand from place to place. Amen, he not removed, yea, one shall cry unto him. Amen, and he shall not. Come on. I'm following the Holy Ghost right now. Come on. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister so-and-so, did you see my new thing I got? I got me a new thing. Isn't it pretty? Isn't it beautiful? Got me a new car. Isn't it beautiful? Got me a new motorcycle. Isn't it sweet? Come on. Come on, I'm talking about Jezebel's table now. I got me a new job. I got me a new position. I got me a new building. I got me a new this and new that. Amen. Come on. Amen. God said, amen. You bow down. You cry yet. Amen. He cannot answer. Your new car ain't gonna save you, baby. Come on, your motorcycle ain't going to save you. Amen. Come on, your diamonds and your jewels and your gold. Amen. All the treasures of my soul. Amen. Come on, if God would choose, I could lose. Amen. Come on, I'd rather be, amen, in a deep, dark grave. Amen. And to know my
poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold. Deny my God and lose my soul. Boy, wouldn't Michael be proud. Huh? For real. What's your pursuits? What are you worshiping? Come on. One shall cry unto him, yet he cannot answer, nor save him out of all of his trouble. Remember this and show yourselves, men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former. Your iPhones ain't going to save you, baby. Now, some people's making their gadgets idols. When you spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on your gadget, you are worshiping that idol. Nobody's helping me preach now, baby. Come on. God is a jealous God. You come to church, you need to put that thing up, turn it off. Amen. Amen. Turn it off, rip the battery out. Come on, Acts 2:38 radio, crank it up, pull the knob out. Amen. You don't need to take your phone. Amen. You need to turn it off. You need to yank the battery out. Slap it in your purse, set on it. Amen. Whatever you got to do. Amen. If that's what it takes to get a relationship back with God in your life. Amen. Come on, God is a jealous God. Amen. And he is the only one that can say, there won't be iPhones in heaven. There won't be no Wi-Fi there. Amen. Come on. I'm on a roll. Hello. Help us, Jesus. I am God, and there is none else. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the ending from the beginning, from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. He's got it all worked out. Huh? Come on. I said, he's got it all worked out. Come on, I said, he's got it all worked out. We were just ignorant, unlearned fishermen, rock and rollers. Amen, come on, party animals. Amen, we had no idea about God or the things of God. Amen, let's keep it that way. God, you know it all. Amen, you're going to take care of it. Amen, come on, I said, let God do the God things. We do what we've been called to do. Amen, preach the word, preach the message. Amen, without fear, without favor. No matter who it offends, no matter who likes it or loves it. Amen. Come on. Amen. We got to be the church of the living God.
Hallelujah. It ain't 9 o'clock yet. Turn the clock back. Jeremiah 23. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Listen, can any hide himself in a secret place that I shall not see him? You can't hide from God. Huh? There ain't a rug big enough. There ain't an ocean big enough. Can any hide himself in a secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth? Saith the Lord, I have heard what the prophet said, that prophesy lies in my name. Listen to me. Whether we like it or not, or we want to live in this, you know, this, this myriad fake world. Everything's wonderful. All I see is beauty. All I see is the good. Huh? You can try to find the good, but you better wake up and realize there's bad. You better wake up and realize there's big bad. Don't walk around with your nose up in the air, but you got it all figured out, and you know, you're going to see the good in everybody and everything. And, you know, you ain't going to see anything bad. And everybody's just wonderful and glory to God. Hallelujah. You're all going to heaven. And kumbaya, kumbaya.
Listen what God says. I've heard what the prophet said, to prophesy lies in my name, and saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? This world is full of liars. This world is full of crooks. This world is full of thieves and robbers. Come on, this world is full, amen, come on, of snakes and vipers. And Jesus, amen, called them just like they were, generation of vipers. Amen, you love to be seen of men, and you love your long robes, and you love all this. And amen, you love to be called a men rabbi, and all this and that and the other. Come on, this world is full of evil. Amen, and we better realize, amen, that we have got to stand, amen, for the truth. And when something is wrong, amen, it's wrong. Amen, whether you like it or not, whether it's going to cause you pain, amen, or not, amen, you better be willing to stand, amen, for truth. Wrong is wrong and right is right. People need to get back into the book called the Bible. The world by wisdom knew not God. Don't be dumb to what the devil's doing. Buddy, I'm going to stand truth, and I'll die on that hill. And that's the kind of men that we need. Right is right and wrong is wrong. We don't dance with wrong. We dance with right. Even if it causes us pain, even if it causes us separation, even if it causes us friendships. It's the way it is. Let's stand. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in words man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. This is our day. This is our generation. Are we going to stand for right? Are we going to walk on that which is trying to destroy us? Are we going to rise above it and walk on it? Come on, I know this message spoke to many areas. Many areas. Come on, he's got a raven, he's got a brook, he's got a widow. God's going to take care of us. He's going to help us because he's right there with us in the storm. Let's reach out to the Lord for a moment this evening. It ain't 9 o'clock yet. Amen. Come on, Moses. I'm going to accept your call on the backside of a desert somewhere. A prayer room on a carpet floor, a balcony,
an altar. You're going to receive your call. Is it a call, one that's beloved or desired at first, till you realize the pain? Moses is standing on holy ground. I've heard the cry of my people. God is tired of lies. God is tired of fake, false securities. People who are fed false security. Membership don't save you. You got to be born again. Let's reach to the Lord this evening. Jesus' name. Come on. Who are you going to choose?
You're always fighting for us. There's angels all around.
Come on.
And the victor's crown. You're my help and my defender. You're
Come on.
My friend.
If you've been in a boat tossed storm,
the
storm's trying to tear your ship apart,
Hallelujah.
God's here to help you. He's in the storm.
You have overcome. You have overcome. Hallelujah.
Come on, Jesus is right there. Come on, I don't know what you're going through.
Jesus, you have overcome the world.
Come on, I want to hear those words. Well done. How good. Faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord, which was prepared for you. Come on. I want to hear those words. God.